Somebody couldn't wait for this part to begin.
Yes.
Yes. So Motivational Monday, guys, this is the part of the show where we share influential quotes that have affected us, and maybe we'll shed some profound insight on you and help you start your week off, right? But to start Motivational Monday off today, Lai Ming, you want to start us off?
Oh, okay. My stuff is related to sports and injury. I was looking into that because I accidentally injured my knee while playing
badminton
on Sunday.
Were you just
Saturday.
Being too good, showing off too much, Lai
Ming? A little bit, yeah. I was thinking that in Chinese, 姿势不美不打球, like you have to have the best posture in case, otherwise you don't hit the ball. Because, making sure you have the best posture is the best way to make sure that you get the best hit. It's all about posture. So in getting the best posture, I accidentally hurt my knee a little bit.
Oh, no. Yeah, Your Majesty.
Well, luckily, because the gym is going to be closed for the Spring Festival, so I have a month to recover before
so convenient, Your Majesty.
Yeah.
So do you want to also be the king of badminton?
I bet a lot of people in this building can beat me up like I'm nothing. So I don't say that on a radio
don't say
show.
That.
But anyway, my quote is related to sports and injury, and also, let's say about sports. It goes like this. Don't quit. You're already in pain. You're already hurt. Might as well get the reward from it. It's my message to those people who are maybe on the last mile, or the last few miles of their marathon, where they're looking to get a credential, studying to get admittance to college, or a lot of difficult things they have to do in order to get a reward. And maybe at some point in the struggle, in their journey, they feel they're just too tired or too exhausted or too hurt, injured. I mean, you already come so far. You already try so hard. Maybe just a little hang on to that, and maybe you might get a positive result from it.
Yeah, you know, I think too, hearing these words is definitely so motivational. But when I was in undergrad, I think I was about to finish up undergrad, I had a friend. He was in one of my math courses, and we became good friends. He's a physical therapist now, but he started, I remember one day he was telling me he wanted to do a marathon because his dad did a marathon, and his dad said it was one of the hardest things he ever did. And I was like, I was like, a marathon? What is that? That's nothing. You just got to train, man. It's easy. Just go run on the treadmill. The most dumbest thing I could have said. Because he's like, okay, Ryan, why don't we sign up for a half marathon and we'll train together? And I was like, whatever. Yeah, I'll do it, but I don't really need to train. I guess I'll just keep you company. You know, trying to be as cocky as possible. Showing off, Lai Ming, as much as possible.
All right.
You know, having that running posture going on in my head. But it was one of the hardest things I've ever done. Running's hard. But the payoff is so great if you reach that goal. Anyways, it was training for this, it was so much running, it was so much eating, it was a lot of blood, sweat, and tears. But I started to get crazy about running. You know, at first I hated it. I literally hated it. After doing that, it changed my life. I really there's this thing that you get when you run enough, it's called runner's high, where you just feel like your legs are machines, and your body is just carrying you like a car carries you, effortlessly.
Yeah, you do feel like you're a machine.
Yeah, and you just look around, and you can go forever. It's amazing. So it is there, and it takes a while to get to. But what Lai Ming was saying is, you know, not to give up.
Yes.
When I did this 13-mile, now keep in mind, 13 miles is a long run. Okay?
It is.
It was 13 miles, half marathon. That's only a half. But that was so much for me. 13 miles takes a long time to run, if you're me. I remember, you know, as you're going through the race, people are passing you. People are slowing down. It's a long race. You're getting along the way. People hold Gatorades out and, you know, you drink the Gatorades and then you throw it on the ground and you just keep running. Yeah, it's a long race. I remember towards the end, and I was warned, you're going to hit this wall. This cement wall or this brick wall, and it's just, you'll know it when you hit it. I was like, wall? What are you talking? You crazy, man. You crazy. But I did. All of a sudden, it was like 10 miles in. I started to just be like, oh my God.
Really want to give up.
I just want to give, oh my God, this is too much. This is never going to end. I'm just going to be running forever. But I was like, no, I got to finish this. I spent time on this. It was one of the best decisions I ever did. And I don't think I could have lived with myself, nor would I have loved running, nor would my life have changed if I quit. And I would have had to live with that guilt for forever. So I think this is a very powerful quote. Mm. And, you know, we got that powerful quote. Huang Shan, why don't you give us your powerful quote today?
Yes, because today, this morning, there's a very influential event happened in the States,
I've
right?
I've heard about this. Yeah.
It's called Super Bowl. So who's the winner today,
it was
Ryan?
Huge.
Yeah, I think you want to share with us the result.
Yes, absolutely. So while we were getting the show ready, you know, big news, at least for many Americans, is the Super Bowl. It concluded. And many people thought Tom Brady and the New England Patriots would close in and take the win. Tom Brady is a powerhouse quarterback, but the Eagles won. Guys, the final score, 41-33, Eagles winning the Super Bowl. This is one of the most televised events in the U.S., maybe the most televised.
Yes.
You have sponsors from all over the world trying to get advertising rights in the Super Bowl. Mm. It is the most expensive advertising slot ever. The commercials, guys, the commercials are shared on Facebook because often they're of such high quality and cinematic value, or they're so funny. This is... where American entertainment on TV is trying to be its finest, okay?
Yes.
So that being said, I think a Chinese artist did a first for any Chinese artist by performing, right?
Yes.
In the Super Bowl. Who was this man?
Oh, yeah. That's the reason why I pick up this quote. So many people may guessing, oh, you claim yourself as an entertainment guru. Why you pick up Super Bowl as a topic today? Because... there's a singer who's considered as the first Chinese celebrity to perform at the Super Bowl, even the pre-game show. That's pretty awesome. I feel so proud of my idol, Chris Wu.
Chris Wu.
Yeah, to avoid any confusion, his Chinese name is Wu Yifan, not Wu Jing. And I just pick up a quote from him.
Okay.
During an interview, he was asked about like what in particular he want to share or communicate to the fans.
Do you have freestyle?
No, not about that. It's Motivational Monday. I want to be super deep today.
With Chris Wu.
Yeah, and profound. Right. Yes. So he said he wants to be a role model who imparts positive energy. And here comes my favorite quote. He said, I have been striving to chase my own dream, and I hope that can inspire my fans to pursue theirs as well. So you can only be completely free when you are doing a job you like.
Other than the fact that Chris Wu said this, why did you choose this quote?
I really love the last sentence, like you can only be completely free if you are doing a job you like. I feel I'm pretty blessed and lucky I'm doing a job I like. So I feel I'm really enriching myself every day.
Yeah.
But maybe you can feel most people around you, they don't actually love their job. Many like it, some tolerate it, but it's a minority who find work they really love and also can support their livings.
Yeah.
And I think it's really hard to find a job you like, but if you're lucky enough or you don't give up on your hope, I think finally you can reach there. And also, doing a job you like can bring a lot of advantages. For example, it can give you confidence. I think now my confidence has improved.
Yeah.
Because in the past,
talking on national radio.
Yes, in the
some
past,
confidence.
I really kind of afraid of talk show. I feel less confident in talking in the radio shows, but now I'm getting more and more confident.
And you're doing an amazing job.
Yes.
Thank you. You guys are so sweet to me. And especially when you're doing the work you were born for and you will be good at, you will be using your natural talents and passion and interests, and your confidence will soar because you are doing what comes natural to you. And if you do really good in this part, I think it can influence the other part, like your health will improve, you will have more energy, or if you really don't like your job, you feel every day is like a torture for you, you only work for the money or some other purposes, you just feel your life is so boring. Yes.
Yeah. Yeah, you know, I think I've talked about it on the show, but I'll just reference it again. Is I, you know, first of all, those are very profound words coming from Chris Wu, and
Yeah, that sounds
I
very
feel
funny.
at first saying those two things, profound words, and Chris Wu, it
Yeah.
sounds like maybe that doesn't often get said, but from what Huang Shen has definitely told us, I really do think those are wise words, and which makes me happy that he's an idol for so many, because I think those words will lead people to what makes them happy rather than what makes you rich, or
Yes.
because I don't think often people that are rich are the happiest people.
Or so we think so.
Or so we think so, but you know, I feel I know so. Because you know, as so many people in my life that I've met were followed the money, not the heart. Just like in relationships, when gold diggers, these kind of mentalities, following the money is present in so many different ways of how people live. But often I feel that doesn't equate to happiness. You know, people just find a superficial way to buy happiness, literally buy it, but not always is that how we live. We live in meaning, which I think is a reason why these quotes are so
Yes.
powerful, is because they have so much deep meaning. That being said, Huang Shen, yeah, I totally agree. I remember my dad told me, you know, you need to find the job that you love doing,
Yes.
because you don't want to be that guy that only lives for the vacation. That's like such a small percentage of your life where you're going to be happy. And all that money, you'll just buy a nice vacation and go somewhere, and the entire time be like, oh my God, one
Oh,
day down, oh
so
my God, another
miserable.
day,
Yes.
no, I'm going to go back. Oh, no, you can't take me. You know, that's maybe the truth. Whereas, like you said, this job, I like to do this as well every day to get to talk to you guys, our listeners, and share quotes. I mean, that's a dream. So,
Yes.
and I feel very free. So I love that quote.
Thank
Very
you.
well chosen. And Chris Wu,
Yes.
Way to go, way to
well
go.
done, Chris Wu.
Maybe
Bravo.
one day he'll make a halftime show.
That's a big dream.
Oh yeah.
Yes.
But words of wisdom. And guys, he was also the first Chinese artist to perform at the Super Bowl. That's also a big win. I think it's very
Yes.
cool. So
Yes.
congratulations, Chris Wu. All right.
What's
So,
your quote?
all right, I guess I can say it. So my quote is from a guy, I hope I pronounced the name right. He's a Turkish guy. Adnan Oktar, also known as Harun Yahya. He's a Turkish author as well as an Islamic creationist. I really, like last night I was laying in bed. And I was looking forward to this part of the show so much. So I was really combing through the quotes. And for me, it's got to be love at first sight. The words have to like touch me, or else if I don't feel it, I don't want to talk about it. For whatever reason they touch me, I'm not sure, but this one was the one that really touched me. Okay. I always wonder why birds stay in the same place when they can fly anywhere on Earth. Then I ask myself the same question. So it's a little bit deeper.
Yes.
I think many times in our lives, we question other people. Why don't you do this? You know, because in our heart, the reason why we're questioning these people is because we really want to do it. But we have limited ourselves. We said, oh, we can't have that. But you, that bird, you can go anywhere. The bird doesn't. Yet you're the one that's left wanting. You're the one kind of portraying your needs on something else that doesn't need it. And that's the true message here. As many times in life, I think we portray like, oh, why doesn't Tom do that? Or why doesn't Lai Ming buy a new iPhone? Or these kind of things. When really that's what we want, not what they want. And in which case, I think this is a way for us to look deeper sometimes into ourself where it's not so easily seen. And you know, I would apply this to Huang Shen's quote, is finding that freedom of a job you love. So I think also when you see somebody saying, man, why doesn't Tom just go for it? Why doesn't he get that job? You know what? maybe that's you saying you need to do something else. And in which case, I think you should, because you live once, right? So live it to the fullest. And one final quote here I have from Susie Kassem. Doubt kills more dreams than failure ever will. You thinking you can't will always stop you from doing it, rather than the one time you tried and failed. So folks, don't doubt yourself. And when you see a bird and you maybe a question, why doesn't it fly away? Why doesn't it go travel the world? Why doesn't this person do that? Maybe it's time for you to stop doubting yourself and start going after it. And I think that's my positive message for today. Because I really want people to go after their dreams.
I think there's another layer to the quotes if you combine them together. Sometimes, well, at some point, we know that we are all free. Yeah. As long as we are willing to think about it, to venture outside our world, we are essentially free. But sometimes it takes another perspective, takes someone else's perspective for you to realize that ultimately you are free. And so I think as an inspiration for us all, maybe we should all travel a little bit, talk to different people, to different culture, so that we know where we are. We know how, at the end of the day, we are all free.
But in the meantime, if you can't do those things, you know, because these things take time maybe a little bit, listen to Roundtable, because we exchange thoughts and opinions from people that are from different parts of the world. Yeah. Right.